The tests are due to become compulsory from 2026, and students will have to pass all three assessments before they can receive any NCEA certificate. But Education Minister Erica Stanford has told RNZ she is taking advice on whether to let students meet the requirement through other standards beyond 2026. New Zealand students have struggled with the test too, with failure rates as high as 44% in writing and maths in June. Education researcher Michael Johnston from the market-led think tank The New Zealand Initiative says it's important to certify literacy and numeracy, but a big drop in NCEA achievement rates is not desirable.
We need to look at an alternative way of approaching this for both the realm countries and New Zealand. What I would advocate would be establishing a standalone certificate of literacy and numeracy and not having it be a co-requisite for NCEA.
Dr. Johnston says there is a case for New Zealand putting a special effort into ensuring Realm Nation teachers are better equipped.
It might be a matter of having a professional development specialist located in the Cook Islands, travelling to those remote islands and maybe going on fairly extended assignment to help.